Happy holidays from Inappropriate Conversations and the Walk the Earth podcast, both of which can be found at inappropriateconversations.org. As I mentioned on the last Walk the Earth recording, number 53 here very recently, I intend to take some time off during the month of December, and rather than, for the first month ever having nothing on the feed, it's just true that for the first month I'm not going to have a show of new material from either Walk the Earth or Inappropriate Conversations on the feed. Instead, what I want to do is bring the concept of talkback into the form of podcast reposting. Some of my other favorite podcasts that I've listened to have done this from time to time, and it's about time maybe I took advantage of the opportunity myself by looking at months of December, and in some cases November in recent years, and posting things again that are related to the holiday season. And I want to start with a holiday jukebox of sorts. If you think of the Advent calendar concept, where you'd have like a decorative cardboard box of sorts with the days of the months of December on it, and each day you could wake up and peel back one of those calendar dates, and behind it would be a piece of chocolate or some other treat. In this case, it's musical in nature, but I made sure that I recorded this particular episode, Inappropriate Conversations number 154, came out in late November of 2014, and the idea was to ensure that I had at least 24 or even 25 days to get people through that Advent calendar experience, only to do so musically this time. I didn't pick the year 2014 as my starting point by accident. I was talking with a friend at church the other day, and it kind of occurred to me that I've really been fairly unhappy with the way our culture and politics in particular have gone in our society, and it goes back to beyond the 2016 presidential election. You really have to go more than a year before that to encompass the entire presidential election cycle. But I actually think it's even worse than just presidential politics per se. I was having difficulty with some of the people, including some of the leaders of the church that I left behind, when the Walk the Earth podcast documented the journey from one church to another. I was having some challenges there, even as soon as the very end of 2014, the beginning of 2015, over issues of race and race relations in our country. And I thought to myself, if we were to do a reset, if we were to treat that kind of a disaster recovery with your computer kind of concept and say, restore me back to the last place when things were okay, it might have been sometime in the middle of 2014. Now, I realize the first couple of these holiday-themed talkback episodes I'm going to post are a little later in 2014, but I still feel better about where I was emotionally in that year than in some of the years since then. To me, this will be a bit of a nostalgic look back, going to be touching on Inappropriate Conversation shows going all the way back to at least 2011, and a Walk the Earth along the way that came from maybe more recent times, maybe 2015, all around the theme of celebrating the holidays. Because I'm sharing old shows and essentially reposting them as they were, it's probably helpful to note, and as I do these intros, I'll try to remember to restate this, that some of the oldest shows have a different reference for how to find the podcast. The reference to the podbean.com site, for example, doesn't apply anymore, hasn't really for years. The best way to look up Inappropriate Conversations and any of the past blurbs, for example, or any blog posts, is at inappropriateconversations.org. Inappropriateconversations.com will also redirect to the inappropriateconversations.org site. That has, again, for a long time now been the way to get to the website for Inappropriate Conversations. And the way to reach me via email remains ic_greg@hotmail.com. Without any further ado, here in late November, getting people ready for a December 1st starting point to Advent this year, here's a look back, a talk back, if you will, to a past Inappropriate Conversations show, number 154, which I called Holiday Jukebox. Thanks for listening. Hello, I'm Greg. let's have a holiday jukebox for an inappropriate conversation, starting first with Coke Nail by the Ice Cubist. The idea behind this week's Inappropriate Conversations show is a bit like an advent calendar for the ears, for example. So I'm going to play 24 songs. They could be done one at a time from December 1st through December 24th. And the inspiration really came from the past couple of years, episodes on the Seder Sphere podcast, and also Greetings from Nowhere, the idea of celebrating Christmas by playing meaningful Christmas music. And in my case, I'm going to be playing the Christmas music that I enjoy the most, especially those things which are a little bit odd, a little bit off the beaten track. And I'm going to start by focusing on artists that are former different drummers. So the intro music from The Ice Cubist is actually a musical project from Jacob Relinger, who was the different drummer in episode 103. The album from this one, from 2004, is called From The Ice Cubist to Username, or To Username From The Ice Cubist. So, in the interest of tying in with different drummers, I want to immediately go back to John Fahey from last week and play one entire Christmas track. If you haven't heard the most recent Inappropriate Conversations show, there's something like a dozen clips of Christmas and or Christmas Carol type songs from Fahey. This one is one where he takes a traditional song and goes in a unique direction with it. It's God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen Fantasy from his Christmas Guitar Volume 1, released in 1982. So our second entry, John Fahey. One of the things I'm not going to do this week, I have a note for myself to include some storytelling here, interlocked with Bible verses on the songs for the jukebox. And I think I will do a little bit of introduction, perhaps some storytelling. But for the most part, I'm going to set the Bible verses aside. Part of the reason for that is I think I covered Bible verses pretty well, not just in the 150th episode of Inappropriate Conversations, but last week, doing something of an Advent booklet. This is still, in many ways, an Advent idea. But as we go into the third entry, I want to instead focus on different drummers and do so by going back to the beginning. So the oldest of the different drummers that I'm going to make a musical citation from is Inappropriate Conversations 5. Stephanie Davis was a songwriter who wrote the song The Gift, which was used by Garth Brooks on his Christmas CD, his first one called Beyond the Season. I'm instead going to go with the writer singing her own song. This is from Home for the Holidays, released in 2005. Stephanie Davis, The Gift.
A poor orphan girl named Maria was walking to market one day. She stopped for to rest by the roadside, where a bird with a broken wing lay. A few moments passed till she saw it, for its feathers were covered with sand. but soon clean and wrapped it was traveling in the warmth of Maria's small hand. She happily spent her last peso on a cage made of rushes and twine. She fed it loose corn from the market and watched it grow stronger with time. Now the Christmas Eve service was coming, and the church shone with tinsel and light, and all of the town folk brought presents to lay by the manger that night. There were diamonds and incense and perfume in packages fit for a king, but for one ragged bird in a small cage, Maria had nothing to bring. She waited till just before midnight, so no one would see her go in. Was unworthy of him. Then a voice spoke to her through the darkness. Maria, what brings you to me? If the bird in the cage is your offering, open the door, let me see. Though she trembled, she did as he asked her, and out of the cage the bird flew, soaring up into the rafters on a wing that had healed good as new. Just then the midnight bells rang out, and the little bird started to sing for a king. Now Maria felt blessed just to listen to that cascade of notes sweet and long, as her offering was lifted to heaven by the very first nightingale song.
There will be a mix of old and new as we go through here, some traditional songs and some songs which are, you know, again, just like the one we played, just brand new. One of the more traditional ones I've gotten to so far, we hear the number fourth one, Indigo Girls, using their unique blend of folk and harmony for In the Bleak Midwinter. And the Indigo Girls were a different drummer for episode 68. This song from 2010, their Holly Happy Days release.
Frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone, snow had fallen, snow on on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter long ago. Angels and archangels may have gathered there. Cherubim and seraphim thronged the air. But his mother only in her maiden bliss worshipped the beloved with a kiss.
Jim Scafish was the different drummer for episode 76. As I recall, that's the one where I did an audio commentary for the classic TV show Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So Scafish didn't get probably as much time as he probably deserved there, because the length of the uncut version of the original television broadcast for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer occupied most of the show. I'd held a little placeholder for myself here to say this particular entry, number 5 from Scafish, is either going to be Jingle Bells or something new. Scafish is working on another holiday release. Based on the work he's accomplished so far, he may have enough for a 2-record set. We'll see what happens. But it hasn't come out yet, so I'm going to be referring back to his 2006 release, Tidings of Comfort and Joy. Not the Scafish punk band lineup, but a jazz trio, their version of Jingle Bells. So we work our way down the line on this holiday jukebox. We're at number 6. And for number 6, we're going to hit the different drummer for Inappropriate Conversations number 87, Mark E. Smith and The Fall. This was a song released from Christmas by them, their version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I'm pretty sure it was a Peel session, and if I talk about John Peel, I think I might be referring back instead to one of the more recent episodes, maybe Inappropriate Conversations 142. Minding the Gap, I think, is the one where I mentioned John Peel and the concept of John Peel sessions as a different drummer. And The Fall were one of his favorite bands, appearing probably on more Peel sessions than anybody else. This one was a John Peel session at holiday time with Christmas tracks. They got their version of Jingle Bell Rock, for example. But this one released as the bonus disc for the reissue of Cerebral Caustic back in 2006, has their version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And the thing I like about it is that they've taken the Christmas Carol by Charles Wesley and they've transcribed the lyrics accurately. So even though there may be a great deal of sarcasm in the delivery, you certainly can't have any complaint with the lyrical content. They've done something that you don't find most Christian artists do at Christmas time. They've sung all the verses, and they've sung them word for word. Okay, so maybe the message here is that sometimes Christmas isn't always happy. So as we go into our 7th entry on this holiday jukebox, I'm going to go to the Inappropriate Conversations episode 89. The different drummer there was Holly Cole. This one, not from one of the actual Holly Cole albums. It's from Jazz to the World, a various artists release from the mid-90s, 1995, I believe. And Holly may have actually released this slightly earlier, or around the same time on her own, on a Christmas EP that didn't really get much of a release in the United States and actually did best in Japan from a sales perspective. The song is Christmas Blues.
The jingle bells are jingling, the streets are white with snow. The happy crowds are mingling, but there's no one that I know. I'm sure that you'll forgive me if I don't enthuse. I guess I got the Christmas blues. I've done my window shopping, there's not a store I've missed. But what's the use of stopping when there's no one on your list? You know the way I'm feeling when you love and you lose. I guess I got the Christmas blues. When somebody wants you, when somebody needs you, oh, Christmas is a joy of joys. But oh, when you're lonely, you'll find that it's only a thing for little girls and little boys. May all your days be merry, your seasons full of cheer, but till I'll just go and disappear. Oh, Santa might have brought you some stars for your shoes, but Santa only brought me the blues.
Christmas Blues may not be a traditional Christmas song, but it is a standard. It might have appeared in the soundtrack to a movie like L.A. Confidential with Dean Martin singing, for example. It's that. This is the Holly Cole remake. Now, as we get to entry number 8 here in the Holiday Jukebox, I'm going to directly to Inappropriate Conversations 109. We'll hit number 109 again. This was really the first sort of Christmas episode that I did, with the kind of full-on focus on Christmas. Our different drummer was Phil Manzanera, in part because of his work with this Christmas group called The Players. If you'd like to hear more information about The Players and their Christmas album released in 1989, you'll find that in the Different Drummer segment of Inappropriate Conversations number 109. So for this one, for our 8th entry in the Holiday Jukebox, let's just go straight to The Players and their version of Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Thank you.
that isn't going to be the only instrumental entry in this, but for now I'm going to veer back into songs with words, lyrics. So for number 9, going to go with Chris Rice, contemporary Christian artist. His very first album as a Christian artist on a major label was Deep Enough to Dream in 1997, I believe. And he was the different drummer in episode number 118. This is Chris Rice doing Welcome to Our World, a song that has a particularly interesting emotional impact on me because it was one of the occasions where my daughter sang a song for Christmas at a Christmas service where her emotions kind of got the best of her. And it was, in some ways, from a parent's perspective, a really up and down moment. I'll always have something of a mixed relationship with the song Welcome to Our World for that reason. But of all the songs with, you know, new lyrics written from a contemporary Christian perspective, trying to celebrate the holidays, I usually find I don't go wrong with Chris Rice.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking, how we need to hear from God.
I mentioned that some of the entries in this holiday jukebox are going to be rare. You could go to the store and buy a copy of Deep Enough to Dream or find it on Amazon or track down the song Welcome to Our World, either in vocal or instrumental forms, on any of the places you go find music. I may have bought one of the versions of Welcome to Our World originally on iTunes or Zune, as a matter of fact. I do remember the first time I obtained it through a record club, just buying through BMG's Sight and Sound service or whatever. So a lot of these are available, but the next one I'm coming to is not available, and it's near the top of my list of tracks that I only have an MP3 of because I was able to transfer an MP3 file from a vinyl record. This is Society Threat. It's Christmas. Yes, it is. And they are not a past different drummer. I'm now past the part of this jukebox in the first 9 days where I was looking at artists who'd been named as a different drummer before. But I am now getting into either songs or artists where I've made a reference to their work in past shows. From 109, that previous Christmas episode I mentioned, This track from, I believe, 1988, which I have as a 12-inch single, Society Threats. It's Christmas. Yes, it is.
A midnight clear, the star in the sky says the child is here.
It's Christmas.
The angels sang, then we listened to them. They said, get yourself over into Bethlehem.
It's Christmas.
Yes, it is. Wise men came upon the scene, riding on a camel that's a mean machine.
It's Christmas.
The shepherds came and we heard them say, this is gonna be another major holiday.
It's Christmas.
Yes, it is. They roll in looking for a place to stay. The hotel say there ain't no way, no room in the inn. No room in the inn. No room in the inn. In the inn. They're out of the inn and around to the back. They all booked up. And that's a fact.
It's Christmas.
I look around this neighborhood of mine, and it doesn't look nothing like Palestine.
But it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Yes, it is.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Yes, it is.
No room in the inn. Forget what you get or what you spend. Open up your heart and let the spirit in.
It's Christmas.
Yes, it is. No room in the inn.
In some ways, I think I could probably stop here at number 10, being pretty satisfied with myself that what might be my all-time favorite Christmas album in the Players, Christmas, has been represented, and now my all-time favorite Christmas pop song, in this case, hip-hop rap song, has been covered. I really just love what Society Threat has done by incorporating both the traditional Christmas carol melodies with a pretty good telling of the gospel nativity story. With some commentary. I mentioned in past episodes, I just love the line that I look around this neighborhood of mine and it doesn't look nothing like Palestine, but it's Christmas. Or forget what you give and what you spend. Open up your heart and let the spirit in. It's Christmas. Yes, it is. So that takes us past the 10th song on the Holiday Jukebox. And as we go in to number 11, I'm going to make another past show reference. This one, a little bit tricky. The song Oi to the World has been featured as a clip before, this time on Inappropriate Conversations number 124. Then it was an example of Punk Meets Christmas, and for that show, I featured the original, The Vandals, singing their song Oi to the World. Today I want to mix it up just a little bit, go back to 2004, and pick up this song on a B-sides rarities collection from the group No Doubt. The album's called Everything in Time. Last I saw, it was still available for purchase. And there's much, much to enjoy about their version of Oi to the World. If the harshness and the sort of rough edges of a band like the Vandals don't appeal, there's still much to admire about the songwriting here, brought to us by No Doubt. So there's No Doubt doing a remake of a song by the Vandals, Oi to the World. I'm also going to look back for the 12th entry to another reference to episode 124. That was the Harder Core Than Thou music episode of Inappropriate Conversations, where I must have played 30 or 40 small clips of songs by artists, and among the artists that I featured near the end of that episode in this case was Shonen Knife. I didn't know at the time, probably not even at the time I was beginning to think about that playlist for a Harder to Core Than Now concept, I may not have known that Shonen Knife had a Christmas song. I'm aware of it through Game Night Guys. So take a look at the connection here to what I would call the Pride 48 network of shows. I got the inspiration to do this from the Seder Sphere, validated, reinforced in many ways by Greetings from Nowhere. Because of Greetings from Nowhere, I was aware of the Game Night Guys show, and in the very first few episodes of listening, the holidays came along. It was Christmas time, just within maybe the first 6 months of my listening. And just through interacting with the host of the show, Brian, on Game Night Guys, shared with me his love for Christmas music and his awareness of Shonen Knife. And that's what brings us to our 12th entry. It's a single release. I don't believe it's from an album, but it's probably still the kind of thing that pops up available on places like iTunes and eMusic this time of year because of Christmas. It's Shonen Knife's Christmas song, Sweet Christmas.
Party all night long.
We come to number 13, and now I want to make references not to past inappropriate conversation shows, but references to other podcasts where perhaps I'm aware of music through their podcast, or they became aware of music through me and mentioned it on their podcast. And really, there's no other podcast I listen to that has more fun at Christmas time than Masters of None. And what Masters of None has done for 5 or 6 years now is at Christmas time do a show featuring what they call the worst Christmas songs of all time. And sometimes they name a band where there's just no doubt about it that this is music nobody should be listening to. I know this because I've contributed some of those songs to their annual playlist. But every now and then they get it kind of delightfully wrong. And in the very first year, on their very first Worst Christmas Songs episode, Masters of None featured a couple of tracks from what would become the first or second Christmas album by Straight No Chaser. I'm not going to do the obvious choice of their Christmas Can Can or their 12 Days of Christmas. Instead, from their 2009 release Christmas Cheers, I'm going to do their version of We Three Kings. Because the thing I think I like the most about Straight No Chaser is the creativity. And in this case, merging together the concept of Mission Impossible with We Three Kings of Orient Are. And that ties in actually to one of the audio booklet clips from the previous episode of Inappropriate Conversations, both the first entry in that show and a little later, talking about what the Kings did and how dangerous their work truly was. Here's Straight No Chaser for the 13th entry and We Three Kings.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again, king forever, ceasing never over us all to reign.
Oh, star, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh, prayer and praising all men raising, worship him God most high.
Oh, star of wonder, star, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Myrrh is mine, a bitter perfume, breeze of life, of gathering gloom, soaring, sighing, breathing, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb. Oh, oh, oh,
star of wonder, star of light, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light, guide us to thy perfect light, guide us to thy perfect light.
I think the oldest song I'm going to feature, at least the oldest song from a recorded release perspective in this holiday jukebox, is the 14th entry, a single released in 1973 by an unusual comedian that we probably all know, Martin Mull. At some point on some comedy film or perhaps a TV series, we've seen Martin Mull do his thing. And as a stand-up comedian, I don't think that he was at all equipped to be successful in the era that brought us to awareness of folks like George Carlin and Richard Pryor. But he does have a unique shtick. I think I probably first heard his comedy with a recording of a song called Ventriloquist Love. The chorus was, Ventriloquist love, it ain't such a groove. Whenever I kiss you, darling, your lips never move. But the one that I appreciate the most, and the one that I shared as an entry for Masters of None on probably their most recent, meaning a year ago's, Christmas episode, was this one called Santa Doesn't Cop Out on Dope. If you've heard it before and vaguely recollect it, it's been remade recently for, I think, maybe the Just Say Noel collection, with Sonic Youth doing it. Sonic Youth, of course, doing it with heavy distortion and a very post-punk attitude. But Martin Mull originally did it as stand-up comedy.
Hi, boys and girls. This is your old friend Martin Mull. And you know what? I just got back from the North Pole. You know what I was doing up there, don't you? That's right, I saw him all right, and all his little dwarfs. Boy, did I get off on them. I learned so many wonderful things about him. I'd like to sing you a little song, so why don't you, you know, move on up. Come up close, and I'll sing to you. Come on, closer. Closer. Come on, I won't bite. Come on, move closer. That's it, right down by my shoes. Great. Okay, huddle all around, and I'll sing you a song. All right? You too, Johnny. Come on, closer. All year long he's busy making toys for all the little girls and the little boys. He puts them in his sled and gives his whip a crack. On Donder, on Blitzen, but never on Smack. 'Cause Santa doesn't cop out on dope. Has he ever even tried it? Will you know the answer's no? So little kiddies, here's my point. Just leave him cookies, save your joint. 'Cause Santa Claus turns on in his own way, watching you and I turn on Christmas Day.
I'm going to stay in the comedy vein for a while and make one more reference to Masters of None and their Worst Christmas Song series. The 15th entry is from Horny Holidays, released in 1992. It's Mojo Nixon and a track called Trim Yo Tree.
Ready? Yep.
On your tree, hang a pistol in your house. Wow, baby, I wanna trim ya.
Baby, I wanna trim ya. Baby, I'm gonna trim ya. Beautiful Christmas tree, let's go. Oh, come on, girl.
I wanna trim your tree. Yeah, I wanna pull some icicles in that bush, honey pie.
There is so much to pick from that Horny Holidays album by Mojo Nixon. It's a comic throughout, and irreverent, but only slightly irreverent. I think Masters of None featured that in their first episode of Worst Christmas Songs. It wasn't this particular track, mind you. But taken in isolation, and putting a Mojo Nixon comedy track in the context of any other Christmas music, it just seems way out of place, and I guess appropriately inappropriate. But when you take it from the perspective of it being comedy, and perhaps nestle it in between a couple of other songs that were intended to be funny, I think it really works. Going to the 16th episode, this is something that I shared with Masters of None last year, and I don't believe made it to the show. I was hoping that they'd heard it before and would kind of disqualify it for that reason, but if they hadn't heard a children's version of the song Nuttin' for Christmas, then it was one that they needed to take into account. It's perhaps one of those novelty tracks from maybe even before my lifetime. This is something that I had on vinyl album. The album was called Frosty the Snowman. Can't find any record of when the year of its release was. And the performers are called the Carolier Singers. Just a bunch of Christmas songs, most of them intended to be lighthearted and funny. So our 16th is Nuttin' for Christmas.
I'm getting nuttin' for Christmas.
Nuttin'?
Snitched on me. I hid a frog in sister's bed. Somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug. I made Tommy eat a bug. Bought some gum with a penny slug. Somebody snitched on me.
Let's stay irreverent as we go to the 17th entry. I'd put this under the category of potential irreverence because I'm not sure that it means in any way to be disrespectful toward the songs that are included in this medley. In fact, I'm guessing that in 1994, when Have a Very Bass Christmas was released, this was a serious and almost perhaps heartfelt version of two Bells carols, Silver Bells and Carol of the Bells, from Have a Very Bass Christmas.
Thank you.
And finally, in what might be called the irreverence section of this, Evan Johns and his H-bombs, The Little Cajun Drummer Boy. I think the title speaks for itself, The Little Cajun Drummer Boy, our 18th entry from their 1988 album, Please, Mr. Santa Claus. Okay, so if the last two have been, to one degree or another, a bit on the irreverence side, what does full reverence look like? And I would suggest that full reverence looks like our different drummer, George Frederick Handel.
Then shall the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall
see
It sometimes strikes me odd that Handel's Messiah plays such a big role at Christmas time, at least as far as Christmas music goes. Now, I don't mean that for the entire work. Obviously, the entire work has relevant points. But the Hallelujah Chorus in particular seems to some people to be necessary Christmas music, and I can assure you that's not going to be the 19th offering today. In fact, the lead into the Different Drummer music is the track right before what really is our 19th offering, and at the end of the Different Drummer segment, a short one, at least as far as I'm planning, will be our 19th track on this holiday jukebox, He Shall Feed His Flock. Now, part of the reason that this particular track is important to me is that, from the perspective of nostalgia and of Christmas memories, I can remember singing this song. When you're young enough, as a boy, you're not really tenor. You're somewhere probably between alto and soprano before your voice changes, truth be known. And that made me a good candidate, apparently, in the eyes of both the school music teacher and the church choir director, for me to sing this song, at least the solo part of this song, whenever we would do a holiday chorus of some sort. So both at school and at church in elementary school, I can recall singing, He Shall Feed His Flock. And the verse comes partly from Isaiah's gospel. It's that sort of lamb lies down with the lion section of Isaiah's work. And the second verse coming from Matthew's gospel, the notion of Jesus telling us that his burden is light, that his yoke is easy, and that he can be there for us. So to me, a very important song, again, one that doesn't necessarily fit squarely into what you might describe as nativity music, but because the world has concluded that Handel's Messiah is Christmas stuff, that's the way I'm going to approach it. To quickly do a little bit of biographical information regarding Handel, though, let me just read some of the intro from the description in Wikipedia. Describes Handel as being a German-born British Baroque composer, famous for his operas, oratorios, anthems, and organ concertos. He was born into a family indifferent to music. His father, in fact, was hoping that he would be a lawyer or something along those lines. He ended up making a journey from Germany to Italy and finally settled in London in about 1712. So Handel, born in 1685, died in 1759, and at the time of his death, he was regarded as being both a respected composer and a wealthy man. His funeral was given full state honors, and he was buried in Westminster Abbey. Regarded as one of the greatest composers of the Baroque era, with such works as Water Music, Music for Royal Fireworks, and Messiah remaining popular, it's as if they're describing my MP3 player. There are other works aside from those three. I've got Part 1, Welcome as the Dawn, from the work Solomon on my player. I have a keyboard suite, number 4 in E minor, the Fugue and Allegro from that. But mostly, for me, besides a few tracks from Messiah, it's the Water Music Suite and Music for Royal Fireworks. In fact, I think I probably listen to those more often than anything else from Handel. Handel was a contemporary, not in the sense that they knew each other and worked together, but born at the same time as Johann Sebastian Bach. Interestingly, though, was the influence that he may have had on those who followed. The articles that I've read cite specific influences that might have been traced to Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven, who came decades, if not in some cases nearly a century later. And when we think about it, when we start talking about having a Baroque Renaissance of sorts, and people in the modern age, especially from the 1960s on, being more interested in that period, Handel had a sense of a renaissance of sorts, and now has become one of the more popular composers in all of classical music. I can recall working in record stores and noting that among the largest catalogs we had for classical composers in our classical music section was Handel. And for me, the most important piece probably is got to be the Messiah. It certainly was the one in terms of the most variety of SKUs carried on the shelf. But for the Messiah, for me, is a different animal than it is, I think, for most people. Where, again, I could almost take or leave the Hallelujah Chorus. But if I'm listening to the Messiah, I expect to hear, the music that's going to act as number 19 on our holiday jukebox today. He Shall Feed His Flock. Thank you. For today's purposes, both Then Shall the Eyes of the Blind Be Opened and He Shall Feed His Flock, the music of our different drummer, come from the Eugene Ormandy conducting the Mormon Tabernacle Choir and the Philadelphia Orchestra in 1991. Remaining with reverential music a little while longer here in this Holiday Jukebox edition of Inappropriate Conversations, next up for me is the Chieftains, Oh, the Holly Bears a Berry, from their 1991 release, also 91, The Bells of Dublin.
Oh, the holly, she bears a berry as white as the milk. And Mary, she bore Jesus all wrapped up in silk. And Mary, she bore Jesus, our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the green wood, it was the holly. Oh, the holly, she bears a berry as green as the grass. And Mary, she bore Jesus, who died on the cross. And Mary, she bore Jesus, our Savior for to be. And the first tree that's in the green wood, it was the holly. Berry has blood, it is red,
and we trust in our Savior who rose from the dead. And Mary, she bore Jesus, our Savior, for to be. And the first tree that's in the green wood, it was the
So that was number 20. Number 21, getting pretty close to the 24th, and I'm going to have to make a decision about whether to add a bonus track at the end for the 25th. But for the 21st one, I'm going to go to an album released in 1991 by Jubilant Sykes, simply called Jubilant. His version might be my favorite of Mary, Did You Know? Number 21.
That your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered, he will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again.
I imagine that many of my more devout Roman Catholic friends and relatives might have some issues with this song. Not sure. Anything that calls to question the understanding of Mary or some of the near deity qualities that she's been granted might make them a bit uncomfortable. But for me, there's a great deal of theological value in the way this song puts together the kinds of questions you might ask the mother of any famous child. In this case, perhaps the most famous child of all time. For more than one performer along the way here, I've been very tempted to include what might be my favorite traditional Christmas hymn. Indigo Girls in particular, I wrestled with the selection that I made for them and Angels We Have Heard on High. But for me, despite the fact that it's an instrumental track, our 22nd entry is going to come from Eric Tingstad and Nancy Rumble from their 1989 album, The Gift. Okay, as we hit our 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve, this is actually probably the worship service I intend to attend this year. Historically, at Christmas time, December 24th has been when I've gone to one or often two worship services. Not unusual for me to go to one somewhere around the 7 o'clock hour as a sort of a family service where children are participating in sort of the nativity play or as a choir or something. And then to go back again at 11 o'clock when the formal choir performances are going to happen and a little bit more of a targeted toward adults kind of a worship service, usually ending with candlelight. In fact, both of them typically end at candlelight with Silent Night. This year, though, the church we attend is going to do a December 23rd, Christmas Eve Eve service. And I'm kind of excited about it. First, it gives me the opportunity to avoid that clash between true Christmas Eve family activities and trying to rush around to be a part and to be present in worship for church services. The other thing is that if it does free up December 24th for me, then I'll be spending December 24th doing the thing that we normally rush around and scramble to accomplish. That's, as a family, eating takeout Chinese food and being online at www.simplysyndicated.com. for their Super Happy Fun Time Christmas Eve episode. It's an annual tradition, and I'm hopeful that even in years when that might be the only episode of Richard and Allison's Super Happy Fun Time, that the one episode they do have will be the Christmas Eve show. So that would be the 24th, but for this one, for the 23rd, and for the 23rd entry, I'm going to go back to The Ice Cubist, which opened the show kind of as our intro music, and play Melty the Slushman. This is from the 2008 release, which I can't read in German, but my rough translation of the title of the album is Winter Clothes is Our Legacy. I'll be very amused if I'm way far off. Here's Melty the Slushman. Thank you. Just like I repeated an artist, and what's going to be 24 songs by 22 different performers, we'll see if I sneak a bonus track in or not. I'm also going to repeat an artist here at the end, in the outgoing segment, if there are 24 sort of windows in this holiday jukebox of sorts. I want the last one to be Silent Night, and it only makes sense to me, based on the different drummer last week, to go with John Fahey again, as the artist to perform Silent Night for the 24th entry. This, again, from the 1982 release, Christmas Guitar, Volume 1.
Thank you.
thank you for listening to this inappropriate conversation. Hopefully not too much inappropriate about it, although there were irreverent songs in the mix. I hope you have a happy Christmas. If you'd like to put some feedback into the conversation we've been having, I can be reached at ic_Greg@hotmail.com. The website at www.inappropriateconversation.org has show notes for each episode. Comments are enabled there.
Greetings from the cockpit. This is Captain Scott, and we'd like to thank you for flying the Satersphere.
This is co-pilot Cindy. We ask you at this time to unfasten your safety belt and release your chairs from their uptight position. We're high-flying with stopovers expected in theater, gaming, movies, television, and other mature destinations.
We'd like to thank you for flying the Frisky Skies, and we hope to see you on our next flight to the Satersphere.
Thanks for listening, and anyone who's listened to many of the inappropriate conversations the last few weeks, and who's maybe perhaps read an album review on the website, will recognize immediately the Reverend Moon track that I'm going to tack on here as a bonus, as number 25. The Coyote Gospels album, just released this year from Reverend Moon, includes the song God Culture.
Let me tell you a story, 2,000 years old. Maybe you've heard it, it's already been told. About a teenage girl and a man she was taught to obey. About what happened next, you know, she didn't have a say. He planted his seed deep within her soil. She knew she'd been deceived. She felt she'd been despoiled. So he sent his bro to trick her, and she was beguiled. Told people of the honor to carry her attacker's child. And unable to escape. Don't call it immaculate conception. Your God committed rape. Now everyone's confused about what's happened to our culture. Some virgins get raped each and every night, but no one wants to face what happens behind closed doors. So they say boys will be boys and virgins will be drunken whores. I'll spin your twisted logic, but you cannot escape. This culture only exists because your God committed rape. Unable to escape. Don't call it immaculate conception. Your God committed rape. Your God committed rape.